Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
You into Star Wars? Because it's Star Wars night. Like, are you or are your kids super excited about this?
I like Star
okay,
Wars.
So that's a no right. If you start the question, well, the answer of, like, are you into Star Wars? And it starts with, that's, you could say no, man. That's cool.
This is Brewers 360.
8:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. GM's on the line with us this morning. Hey, Matt.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hate to always start you out with this, but you're better informed than us on the particulars. So
what we need is a rainout.
I get us a rainout.
How's the weather looking in Pittsburgh today?
At this point, not great, to be honest. So we're still waiting to hear a little bit more from the guys and from MLB there, but. Yeah, not great. So we're having a plan, you know, potentially for a doubleheader tomorrow as well. But, you know, you always got to go into the day, trying to be prepared for that day. And so we'll be ready to go. But, right now it's not looking great at the moment.
CE doubleheader.
No,
that was
my idea. Hold on. So Matt, you need to settle an argument for us. You're good at this. So Vince thinks, hey, the crew could use a day off, so let's have them be off today and play a doubleheader.
Because we're in a stretch of like one of these week and a half or whatever, we don't get a day off anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
So Vince says, oh, a doubleheader tomorrow, that'd be better for the team. Whereas I wonder, then you're playing 18. Do you really want to play that many innings in one game day? Like, why wouldn't you just play
today? Is a doubleheader ever better for the team?
Right. So which is better?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I don't know. I usually like to have you guys disagree and one side be right and the other be wrong, but to be honest, I think you both can be right here. I mean, there's a world where you can always use a day off. I think that's always right. I mean, our bullpen has been working really, really hard and done a really nice job for us, but at the same time, like you said, you know, by playing 18 innings tomorrow, you give a lot of it back, you know, and so I think it cuts both ways in a way, but either way, we'll have the guys ready to go.
Speaking of bullpen, hate to always ask you, but it sounds like there were some good outings yesterday for Aaron Ashby, D.L. Hall, Brandon Woodruff, all of them pitched in Nashville on Wednesday. And also, Mizorowski also pitched yesterday. How'd they all look, and what are we thinking now?
Yeah, really, really good reports on all these guys. I think they're all, you know, getting close to varying degrees. And like you said, I think Ashby probably the closest among all those guys. Threw the ball really well. Hall was tremendous yesterday. I think he punched out six guys or something like that. And Woody just continues to cruise and get through these innings like a pro, like he always has been. So all these guys progressing really, really positively. And obviously Miz, you know, lighting up the radar gun as he normally does. It's been really exciting.
Do you have to talk to Miz or a player of his talent when you know that they're stockpiled at the moment and it's just not an easy, hey, let's just bring this guy up when he's ready? You have to talk to the agent and all, or talk to the kid and say, like, hey, man, we know this is working out at the moment, but need you to stay where you are at? Or does there have to be more, what's the word I'm looking for, like back massaging, so to speak, just to keep kids from getting frustrated?
You got to keep the ego high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we all need a little of that sometimes. But no, it's not. I think that's really important to your point. I mean, we really need to make sure that we're communicating well with all of our players. And certainly Miz is one of those guys, but really all the guys. And so we have regular communication with him and our coaches and our staff and especially the agents as well, just to make sure we're all on the same page. And, you know, if there's any disagreement, we definitely try to work through those things, certainly as humanely as we possibly can. So, you know, always want to make sure we have those lines of communication wide open to all of our players.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hey, kind of off baseball, but baseball related or adjacent. We've been talking a lot this week, Matt, as the NFL owners have been meeting. They've been tweaking some rules and they've been doing some different things. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell indicated he would like at some point for there to be 16 international games for the NFL. So games overseas somewhere per season. They're talking about ramping up to maybe a 20-game season at some point. Baseball's got 162 games. Do you anticipate us playing more of those in other places?
Yeah, certainly. I think, look, our game is growing internationally. I think you saw that by the Dodgers-Cubs games,
yeah.
You know, early in the season. I think you've seen that with the WBC, and the international appeal of our sport is tremendous. And so I agree. I think there's a lot of ways we can market our game internationally, and I think it is really, really growing across the globe. And I think, look, we can be the Service Arrows, you know, in Latin America. I mean, I think that'd be a lot of fun to connect us with Latin America there for sure.
Okay, so when they ask, Matt, you can pass on my plan for that. Okay, so let me help you here. My plan for that. And I don't love losing home games. Okay, but and so we have to make that right financially for the teams. But after you cross that hurdle, like I don't like this three games at the start of the season, and then you have the travel, and then we pick up with spring training or whatever. Like, take a couple of weeks maybe where you're somewhere in Latin America or overseas, you know, overseas or something.
Ooh,
like that.
So
take a couple of weeks where you sort of become the home and away team and play games with other teams who are also there in that period. And then there's not the travel impingement. That's my plan right there. Make it however many weeks you want.
You know, I'm open to a lot of different ideas. I think that's really cool. I think there's a way to, like you said, it's sort of immerse yourself into the community and be part of it. I think that would be really, really neat. I think obviously there's probably some logistics challenges with, you know, families and travel and making sure that everything's smooth on that front. And obviously the revenue, you know, potentially lost on the home front. But I think there are probably ways to reconcile those things smartly.
How often are you down there in some of those countries? Are you down there ever scouting and there's like some 15 or 16-year-old kid who's hot phenom and then he's like, I want to play soccer instead. And you're like, dang it. Like, are you watching some of these kids at a pretty young age?
Yeah, I've been doing that for a really long time. I love it. It's honestly one of my favorite things to do, is spend time in Latin America. And I love the people, and I love how much they love baseball in all these different countries. And I'm really fortunate to be around that. And you know, typically the guys that we're looking at aren't really that interested in soccer. They're more interested in baseball. But they're athletic enough where they could certainly play other sports. But yeah, I spend a lot of time down there with all those young kids, and I really enjoy scouting them.
Brewer Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Appreciate it, Matt, and pass on my ideas, okay? You don't even have to credit me. Just you can claim them as your own, but let me know then.
Always. Yes, sir. Will do. Thanks, guys.
Good. Thanks, Matt.
$100 says I get us a rain out for tomorrow.